spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hey, so what happened in that first World Cup game? Nil-nil?
Yeah, Mexico and Poland.
All right.
Nil-nil draw.
What do we got now?
France and Australia.
Your
nightcap, so to speak.
Who are you rooting for? More of an Aussie?
Yeah, they're more fun. I mean, I can't root for the French.
They seem a little more... Yeah. I think they both fancy themselves as a bit of an underdog.
Right.
Yeah, let's go Australia. I like their colors.
What's the FanDuel Sportsbook say about this?
Oh, good question. Let's find out.
Promo code Happer. You can bet on the
people forget that
largest sporting event in the world.
Mm-hmm. World Cup. I have Australia -550.
Oh, okay.
If they're the home team.
I believe they are.
Yeah, looks like it. Wow, that is quite the spread there.
Look at us picking favorites.
Not much of an underdog, though.
No.
All right. Josh's bottom five teams in the NFL.
Bottom five in the NFL this week. Missed it last week, so I'm excited to get back to it.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you triggered people last week by saying Zach Wilson was bad at football?
So I got like an email or something afterwards that was like, are you kidding me? Zach Wilson? I don't even know what the reasoning was. Just like, really? There are a lot worse quarterbacks than Zach Wilson. I said, no, they're not.
No. I think this week kind of proved it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Number five. Sorry, got to do it. Los Angeles Rams.
Oh.
They're 3-7. They've lost four straight. They're last in their division. Scored the fewest points in the NFC.
They won't have any Cooper Cups on the rest of the year?
Nope. They sold their soul for a Super Bowl. They got a lot of injuries. And, Connor, they're the only team in the Super Bowl era in their first 10 games to have 10 different offensive line lineups.
Yikes.
Not good.
No, it's not what you want.
You're going to want your O-line to be playing together.
And their reward for losing their last four is a visit to Kansas City this Sunday.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Tough.
Good luck with that.
Number four.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back and not be idiots with soccer here. Oh. France is the favorite.
Oh, okay. France is the favorite. So we did pick the dog, the plucky underdog.
Yeah.
Australia.
From what I've been told by my other producer in my other ear, Josh.
Okay.
France is actually really good at soccer.
France is good.
France is like a force to be reckoned with. Watch out for France.
Okay. Dark horse?
No. They're just legit good. Okay. They're like one of the teams.
Legit favorite?
Yeah. They have Mbappe.
That name rings a bell.
Mbappe.
Okay.
And Giroud. And a lot of other French guys.
Well, yeah. I would imagine it's a team full of French guys.
All right. Give me Australia plus 1,200 then.
Yeah. Team is listed first. So, yeah, minus 550.
Those are my guys.
Plus 600 for even just a tie. Wow.
Give me the Aussies.
Yeah. France has the third best odds to win the whole darn thing.
Who's your fourth worst team in the NFL?
My fourth worst team in the NFL is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They just don't score points. They scored 30 on Sunday. That's the most they've scored all year by 7 whole points. Pickett's learning on the job. 3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Largest point differential in the league.
They're in the 3-7 crowd.
Yeah, it's a very, very crowded 3-win cluster.
I don't know that they're not good, but they should be... it's weird with the Tomlin team because I feel like they should be better.
Absolutely.
It's a learning curve with Pickett, but
and that's really the biggest.
Like they have some guy like that. Watt makes some ridiculous plays.
He does.
They got Najee and Pickens is showing up, and I don't know. Like they have some. They should be better than they are.
Well, I mean, Pickett's gonna figure it out, and they'll be a lot better.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Number three is the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah. No arguments here. No, they suck.
They have scored the fewest points in the league by 21. So they're not even close to getting out of that hole. Russ is the worst quarterback in the league in QBR.
Ooh.
The Broncos have lost 6 of 7, including 2 losses to the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Who Jeff Saturday famously beat.
Yep. True. That did happen.
Denver Broncos. Trash.
The Broncos are going to make me really happy / really rich at the end of the season because we nailed them being bad.
Told you.
We nailed them being bad.
They were a quarterback away, but not that quarterback.
And I'm just waiting on the Bucs to be bad. We're waiting.
It's coming.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Number two, the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers. Guess who they play this week? The Denver Broncos.
Oh, okay. Winning this game does not remove you from this list.
No.
I know a lot of people say, oh, but they won last week. They can't be in the bottom five. No, you can still be a bottom five team.
In fact, you're actually a little guilty by association.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a 10-12 game or something like that, and it'll just be really ugly. So they'll be more inclined to move up the list, actually.
Panthers haven't had their bye yet, so they have the most losses of these three-win teams. They're 3-8. Baker, 17.8 QBR. He doesn't qualify. I think if I have this right, he doesn't qualify.
That's probably right. He didn't play a few games
yet, but of players who have played, he has a low QBR. His replacement, PJ Walker's QBR, is 23.8. Mm-hmm. They are winless on the road. They are the Carolina Panthers.
Your Carolina Panthers.
All right, number one, we all know it, but let's know the numbers behind it, shall we? This is not Lovie Smith's fault. I think he's a good coach saddled with a bad team.
Make it so, number one.
Hold on.
Number one.
I don't disagree with the bad team part, but you think Lovie Smith is a good coach?
Okay, let me walk that back a little. He's not a bad coach.
Okay.
He's not terrible.
I can get on board with that.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't like a huge Lovey guy.
Thank you for pressing me on that, Connor. A little pushback.
It should have worked better at Illinois.
I mean, it probably should have. Look at Brett Bielema. Houston Texans are 1-8-1. They're winless at home. 32nd in the league in offense. 31st in the league in defense.
Yeah.
Davis Mills has clearly regressed. He has the most interceptions in the league at 11. That's more than the 10 he threw all of last year. It's not going good in Houston.
No, it's not. I don't really have a comment on the Houston Texans other than they're really bad. FPI gives them a 76% chance to earn, quote-unquote, the number one pick.
I mean, they got a two-game lead with what? 6-7 to play.
So here's the other thing that we've been over before, but just a little update. You had the Broncos as one of your 5 worst teams in the NFL.
Yes.
They came in at number 4.
3.
Remember, they give their first pick to the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that's right.
And that first pick is going to be pretty good. Might be number 3 overall.
They're going to replace Geno?
The Broncos have a 63% chance, 64% chance to end up with a top 5 pick.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be given to the Seattle Seahawks from the old Russell Wilson trade.
So you're going to give
the gift that keeps on giving.
A borderline playoff team, if not a playoff team, a top 5 pick.
Yep. For Russell Wilson.
Wow.
fun times in Denver.
Might have overpaid.
You don't have to think about that part, but you have to think about your team being bad. But
you do if you're a Broncos fan.
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt when Seattle gets like a franchise player with that pick. It'd be really funny. All right. We'll come back. Well, let's dive into some coaching things from the last 24 hours.
Finally.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. It's been a while. We will touch on Lane Kiffin's adventure last night. We'll talk about Nebraska's search, obviously. Matt Rhule is saying things publicly. Yeah, Matt Rhule.
This can only be good for Nebraska, right?
I mean, he's making himself available, it seems. And then some of the scuttlebutt or whatever is going on right now as we're in the final days of Nebraska football coaching search. Next here on 1620 The Zone. But first, we got the large mega soccer tournament on right now. A major favorite and a world power, by the way. People forget that. France against Australia. So, we just gave you the odds from the FanDuel Sportsbook earlier. Why not hop in right now? It's time to give FanDuel a shot because new customers get $125 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You kidding me? $125 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on anything from the money line, goals scored, corner kicks. You can go inside the match. It doesn't just have to be your simple money line bet. That's the beauty of the FanDuel Sportsbook. Also, jump in there, throw a couple of them together. Same game parlays. They are a thing and they are glorious. And best of all, you get all your winnings paid out instantly when you do hit one. So don't miss your chance to get $125 in free bets, win or lose, when you join FanDuel with promo code HAPPER. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.